The big question is this: how does an everyday person like you, like me, start their own online business and take it from zero to 100K quickly without spending a buttload of money on paid marketing? That is the question, and this podcast will help answer it. Feel great, gave up all the struggles. We are Deidre, Shen, and Bonna Rai from Growth Boss, making it in America.
You gotta take that value and make it double.
Love it. Guys, if you don't know, the challenge to Bonna is, can she come up with a different line at the end of our intro every single episode? Every single episode. So I love it. Love it. What was that again?
We're going to take that value and make it double.
That's right.
I tried this week to theme it. I tried to theme it with the episode.
So today is my husband's birthday.
It's, happy birthday!
Yay! And I just wanted to... There's a story from this morning. I just wanted to share it with you. Bonna has not heard the story yet. So
I have not.
But so usually on a Sunday morning, we go running, mm-hmm. right? And I know that you were feeling quite exhausted.
Yeah.
And to be honest, I wasn't really feeling super great either.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, well, I know that the one thing that Ash loves doing is sleeping in. Like, if he could sleep in, and the reason why he doesn't, like, he used to sleep in all the time. And the reason why he doesn't is I think he just got used to me getting up so early. And therefore almost, I don't know, feeling guilty that he's still in bed. Probably because I guilt trip him all the time, to be honest.
I was going to say, it has nothing to do with you saying, get out of bed.
No, of course not. So this morning I thought, what better birthday present than to let him sleep in, right?
You're good. Money can't buy that. Especially when you haven't had a sleep in a while.
Yeah, exactly. So I was like, you know what? I'm not going to go run. Well, you know, Bonna's tapped out of running. I'm not really feeling, you know, because I started putting my sunscreen on and everything. I was like, you know, not really feeling it. So let's sleep in. Let's, you know.
Happy birthday.
You're welcome. Exactly. It was like, this is awesome. Plus.
There's more.
Bonus.
Is this safe for the podcast?
So I always know. So we have like our own size of the bed, as couples usually do.
Mm-hmm.
And I know he's mentioned a few times that he actually prefers, he likes sleeping on the side away from me. So he doesn't really give me good cuddles, like big spoon cuddles from where I am. So I was like, okay. So this morning,
for today,
we not only get to sleep in, but I'm going to come to your side of the bed and you can give me cuddles that are super comfortable for you.
Like facing the right way.
Yeah,
the way that he wants.
I mean, call me the best wife ever.
I mean, I think you can't trump this now. What's going to happen next year? That's amazing.
So... funnily enough, there is a point to this. There is a point to this because it led me to think about the whole, like, you know, that concept of creating scarcity and urgency. This is what happens because I can't actually sleep in. So I was lying in bed.
We hate morning people. This is why we hate getting
cuddles. And I'm like, eyes wide open. I'm like, my mind's just going. I'm like, you know what? This actually reminds me, you know, I value stacked him.
I was really afraid you were going to say that, and you did. But you did.
I did. I was like, because, you know, it's so much special, so much more special, I should say, because of the fact that he doesn't get it every day, right?
Yeah.
So there's this, like, scarcity to it.
Yeah.
And, you know, we get asked this all the time from clients, you know, should they be putting their products on sale? And my number one thing is always, like, don't put your products on sale, because once you do, don't put on sale all the time, because once you do, then you're not giving people a reason to buy.
Mm.
And you're not giving people a reason to buy now.
Mm.
Right? Because you're taking away that scarcity.
And you definitely don't want to become, you know, known as a discount store, which I think examples like Bed Bath & Beyond. I think every time we think about buying, you know, something for the kitchen, it's always like, oh, okay, well, I'm sure we'll just be able to get a coupon. We'll be able to get 20% off through Bed Bath & Beyond. We never pay full price there.
Yeah.
You'd be silly to. So that's definitely not the kind of brand that we want our clients to be creating. And definitely not a big fan of putting things on sale, but instead creating more value, which is where this whole value stacking thing comes in. And that's what we do. That's what we do now, definitely for Make It Skincare. And that's definitely what we teach our clients is value stacking.
Yeah.
So that's kind of what I wanted to talk about today.
I mean, the exam, I don't know that we can trump that exam because it's such a good one. I mean, you're already starting with a priceless product slash offer. And then you are looking to add immense value with the old comfortable side cuddle. But yeah, you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. And then I think the scarcity of it being not just it's on a special day and it's not every Sunday.
Yeah.
And it's a little bit of a surprise and delight.
Yes, exactly.
Very good. Very good.
So
masterful stroke.
So I guess let's talk about this concept of value stacking. And specifically, it's always useful to talk through an example apart from my example from this morning, but maybe a product one, you know, because we've started doing that for Make It Skincare. So I'd really love to know from you, Bonna, how have we been thinking about it for Make It?
Yeah, so being, I guess, in the beauty industry, it obviously, you know, we know what makes our products different, but it is still quite a saturated market. And even if you were to go down the discounting and playing with price, it's really just a race to the bottom. Or I find it's an industry where then people will question, you know, why you're able to offer your product at a discount. So we definitely don't want to play there. I found that the way that we've approached it is really, you know, obviously we're quite new. We've got a limited range and really wanted to, I guess, almost, well, there's almost a, and I don't know if you feel the same way, but there's almost this, you want to almost sell the bundle. You know, you want to be like, oh, I want them to try every step in our system because it's amazing and it all works together and I want them to have it all and take it on. I've had to resist that urge, that natural instinct to do that and actually just take it a product at a time, which makes you a lot more disciplined, I think, to really focus on what is it that, you know, makes that different and how do you communicate that value to the customer. So we decided to start with step one in our system, which is our cleansing oil. Mm-hmm. It's amazing. It, you know, obviously got all these really great benefits.
It's like actual liquid gold, isn't it?
It is. It's beautiful yellow color as well, but it's just the way that it, you know, just works with your skin and how, you know, how wonderful it is for kind of all different skin types. And a lot of people, I guess, educating people about cleansing oil is also really great. Mm. You know, it's a genuinely great thing to be able to do.
Mm.
So that's why it's a really great product, because it's got a bit of intrigue. There's not many people that understand it, but it brings really, really great value. So started with that as almost like, I guess, the sleep-in.
The hero product.
The hero product, exactly. Yeah, so decided to lead with that. And it made sense because it also, I guess, is step one in the system. And then it's really thinking about, I guess, then what does that value stacking look like? You know, so... and I'll talk through two examples of Make It Skincare. So this is example one. So, you know, leading with that and the intrigue around oil cleansing and the education around oil cleansing, and then, and what makes ours different. And then I guess, you know, from a adding additional value, it's, you know, X dollars, like a lot of, you know, similar competitively priced as with other cleansing oils. But then it's really thinking about what else, rather than going for today only you get $5 off, which is like, okay, you know, whatever. It's really thinking about, you know, what else you could add to that to make that even more beneficial. So for Make It Skincare, you know, we have face oils and cleansing oils is that, you know, they really help you massage into your skin and get that glow, I guess, and get all the lymphatic drainage happening with your face. So, you know, we get free facial massage tutorials with your with your cleansing oil.
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah.
Love it. Because it's also giving them... it's giving them value in terms of from a skill set perspective, like what else could they, how could they use it, you know, extract that, I call it extract the practical value from the actual product.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's going to be totally at the time that they're going to be using it. And guess what? From actually using this freebie or this extra value, they are going to get better results from the products, which is really great for us because then we have greater advocacy.
Yeah.
So, and then obviously that's the making the product, the hero product itself, more valuable. And then there's the additional sort of upsell in terms of, well, you're already here and, you know, you've decided to buy this cleansing oil and get additional value around facial massage as a one-time thing because, you know, you're already on the path to healing your skin. You know, we want to introduce you to our serum and why that is different. And, you know, these are the reasons why. Kind of like, I guess that upsell happens a lot more naturally. Because you've got someone who's already thinking about cleansing their skin really well, and the whole thing around skincare is once you've got that, you know, really great base of properly cleansed skin, then you want to hydrate it.
Yeah.
And that's a big part of what our serum is about.
Yeah. And what I really like, sorry, just to go back to, you know, the almost the original value stack is that I think when people sell products, because all they're thinking about is their product, it gets so easy to fall into this trap of, well, and I see this all the time in ads that I click on and stuff, is like, buy one, get the second one half price, or yes, get the second one at a drastically, and so it's always about selling more of almost the same thing. And I'm like, well, but I don't need two Calendula pills. I don't need two of them. I just need one. And
yes,
so what I really like about that approach is, you know, how do you almost not be just constantly flogging the same product, and especially at a discounted price, but how else do you think about wrapping that product in again with other things, with Absolutely. Other things that are free even for you to create. So there's no cost to it.
Yeah.
But you are genuinely providing more value to the customer buying. So yeah.
And that's a really good point, because I remember brainstorming what additional value we could add to the hero product. And like you said, you know, the first things that come to mind is obviously more cleansing oil.
Yeah.
And I talked about the bundle thing already. But even things like, I thought, oh, okay, well, why don't we do headbands? And, you know, again, it's very product focused.
Yes.
Because then it's like, why don't we give away a free scrunchie? Again, I'm thinking about what are people doing when they use the, you know, use the actual oil. And then I thought about the facial massage thing, and I said, oh, do we give away a free gua sha, you know, and all of these things. And it still becomes very product focused.
Mm.
And there's nothing wrong with that. I'm not saying that bundling and adding products into that bundling is a totally different strategy altogether. But then it does, if you just think about it a little bit more and say, okay, how can you still create that value without having to invest in inventory or additional inventory or give away inventory, then I think, and it's still very valuable to your customer, I think that's where it helps you become a lot more profitable.
Yeah, exactly. Because guys, you know, me giving Ash that extra side cuddle was no cost.
No cost to me. And hey, you got this brainwave as well. So,
but it gave him immense value because because he really enjoyed that, because he loved it. So that's how you need to be thinking about it. When you're putting together your value stack, just think back to this conversation and me giving that side cuddle and being like, okay, that did not cost her anything. How could I value stack in the same way that's not costing me anything?
Absolutely.
Okay, so that's the key.
I love that.
So awesome. So I think that's our secret for today. That's our knowledge drop. That's it from us. Bye.
See you next time.
We release new episodes every Monday and Thursday, so be sure to subscribe to the Making It podcast and leave us a review. And if you have any questions or feedback, please shoot me an email at deidre@thegrowthboss.com. We gonna celebrate life, turning up tonight.